Overcoming and winning in life is no accident. Creating individual success is like having a recipe for a great meal. It only works if you know how to use the ingredients. As a best-selling author, entrepreneur, business coach, strategist, and champion, the Lewis Howard Live Show provides you the insider's view on winning. All we do is win, 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 helping you become the best version of yourself.
Good afternoon. It is Lewis Howard, and I am broadcasting you from the sunny Northwest today. It is mid-November, and we got sun. It's cold, but we got sun. And how are you where you are? We have listeners that we pick up around the world. Italy, Japan, Philippines, Canada, UK, of course, US. And all parts in between. And so if you are first time catching one of the shows, welcome to the 600th plus podcast version of Lewis Howard Live. We've had many versions over the years. Head of the House, may remember that one. Real Estate Lifestyle, that one. Head of the House, Real Estate Lifestyle. I think it's been three changes. And of course, the Lewis Howard Live we've done. So we have reached hundreds of thousands of listeners. Believe that or not, that is the numbers. And we're so appreciative to be able to continue to connect and hang out with folks. And so some of you always catch this on the after. But I always encourage that these are really powerful principles, insights, and understandings that I share. These are not just my opinions, but these are insight, let's call it understanding, revelation, imagination, intuitiveness, but also hard learned experience from many successful individuals that I've had the privilege to be associated with and work around over in almost three decades. And being a student, you know, you can be several kinds of people when you're around people. You can be a competitor, so you're just always competing. You can be a teacher, which you're constantly in that leadership teaching. You can be a student, which is what I was. Even though I was in leadership, I still maintained, you know, student mentality just to continue to grow. As one of my mentors say, my mind is a sponge. Right, and it's always absorbing. Or you can be the class idiot. I've been that too, where I just hear stuff and just didn't pay attention. So you have to decide how you live life. Some people want to live life like they're always accomplishing, they're always doing, they're always ahead. You know, they don't need to be told anything, and that's cool too. It makes my job easier, and because it reserves information for those who really learn. The key that I have learned is you always should be learning. You could be 85, listen to this, you should be learning. You could be 15, you should definitely be learning, right? So all points in between, we should always be learning. Why? Because life is migratory, it keeps moving. You are not in the same place technology-wise that you were 10 years ago, or you shouldn't be. Like, you shouldn't be using, you know, flip phones, or still trying to dial from your house and leave voicemails or something of that nature. Why? Because we're in the 21st century. It's all smartphone devices. So the world is moving, technology is moving, are you? So, but that's not my my mention today. My mention today, my recipe today is about in life, the numbers say this. I'm not a psychologist and I didn't go out and get these numbers, but the numbers say that we have roughly 1,500 thoughts per minute running through our mind. We have over 10,000 thoughts a day. You're always thinking about something. Even when you're not doing anything, you're thinking. Your mind runs 24/7. So much so that many of you can't sleep. Many of you can't shut your mind down. I have trouble at times. I've learned how to shut my mind down. And the way I've done that is by going to another place that's not something that's annoying or irritating to me, like paying a bill, or who said what that day. or what happened that day. Or my favorite is recounting the day. Oh, I did this wrong. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. So your mind never sleeps. It never shuts down. It never quits. Even when you physically are sleeping, your mind is awake. It's alert, right? I'm a light sleeper. So if you change the wind on me, I'm awake. So it is very hard to stay focused, even when we're awake, even when we're asleep. It's really become, because we're bombarded by so much information. You know, right now, if you're listening to this, you're probably doing something else. You could be texting. You could be surfing something else while you're listening to me. You could be thinking about what you just did or what you're going to do when you turn this off, right? So the mind is always going. So one of the things that I've learned when I was a kid growing up, we was part of owning a theater. We would go to shows. And part of that was guys that, or people that couldn't get in the show, would set up camp outside the show. And so they would be, I don't know, doing, you know, three-card Molly. They would be doing tricks, balloons. You've seen those people, right? They're doing things, and what their goal is to draw your attention, right? They want to draw you in to what they're doing. And so what happens in life is, let's say I paid to go to a fancy play. I'm going to go see Phantom of the Opera. And I paid, you know, $200 a ticket. I don't know what they cost, but I'm just saying $200 a ticket. And I'm going to go see Phantom of the Opera. But on my way to the theater, on my way in, suddenly I see a guy making dogs out of balloons, right? Or different objects out of balloon. And I become distracted by that. And all of a sudden, I want to see what that is. I want to know how he's doing. And I was bad at this as a child. My mom used to just really get annoyed with me because I had what is referred as shiny ball syndrome, right? Anything bright, I would go after it. And so it is easy to get distracted. And so back to the example. So you pay $200. I pay $200 going to a show, Phantom of Opera, been trying to get in this thing, but I've gotten distracted by a sideshow. And all of a sudden now I'm paying more attention to the sideshow than what time the real show starts. I call it the main event, right? And so after a period of time, I realized, oh my goodness, I've gotten distracted. I've allowed myself to stand here too long and be distracted. Well, it's okay with the distractor, because they're okay with you staying there, because that's their job, is to create an audience, right? They're not going to the play. They're not in the play. They're not even part of the play. They may not even be part of the theater, but their job is to distract you, because they're hoping you put tips in their jar or just spend a time with them, because like attracts like. If you're standing there, somebody else may come there, and then somebody else after that comes there, all of a sudden they have a crowd. But that's not where you're supposed to be. I'm supposed to be in my seats that I paid $200 for. Now, this sounds trite, but I'm trying to use a simple example. And so now all of a sudden I'm late, or I may even miss the first half of the show, or if I stay too long, I could miss the whole show. So I've wasted the time that I invested in going online, buying the tickets, getting dressed, getting my date, getting my spouse, getting my partner, and we're going there. And all of a sudden I got distracted. This is life. How many of you started working out on a program and then you got distracted? Scheduled distraction, somebody called, something came up, and you never got back on track. Direct retailers say that 80% of the products they sell to you online never get open. Go start looking through folks' garages, and you're going to find every bike, exercise equipment that was made in the last 20 years. Some of them they've used, some of them they haven't. Some of them they use once, some they haven't. They got distracted. They started, right? And our Western culture, now I can't speak for all places around the world because I haven't lived there, but I know in the Western culture, we are great starters. Man, we got the idea of the week. I'm going green. I'm going vegan. I'm gonna day fast. I'm going to night fast. I'm going to 3-day fast. I'm going to work out 3 times. I'm going to do planks. I'm going to do all these different things. And we start out good, but then something happens. It's called distraction, right? And they're distraction by their sideshows, right? Trauma is a sideshow. Because trauma is not your life. It shouldn't be. Your life should not be traumatic all the time. Yes, there are periods of trauma that happens in people's life. That's not your life. So, you know, one of the things I've seen is driving down the highway. This is another example I'll use. Driving down the highway and you see an accident, okay, or you see somebody pulled over, right? I affectionately call that's the sideshow. The traffic officer or the trooper has a customer and they're doing business, okay? Or two people got into an accident for whatever means and they're over there dealing with. But what happens? You're driving and you're supposed to be 10 and 2, keep your eyes straight ahead. But where are your eyes most likely? You're overlooking. And the more you like it, the more you look, and all of a sudden, boom, you've caused an accident or you're in an accident. So now all of a sudden, you're the sideshow, right? Because you were not focused on the main event, which was to keep straight, hands on the wheel, and not looking over. And you looked over one time too many, didn't see the car that stopped in front of you, slammed in the back of them, and now we got another accident. Now the trooper's got to leave that one and come and get you or that person that isn't. That's a sideshow. That is real. That happens all the time where people just get distracted, right? Where I live, there is distracted driving laws, which means that you are doing something prior to getting to the accident. You could have been texting on your phone. You could have been on the phone. You could have been reaching for a piece of chicken. You could have been trying to get your hat out the bag. You could have been dealing with your dog, your kid. You were distracted. And all of a sudden, bam, you hit. And unfortunately, people get distracted by substances, right? They've taken medication. They've taken NyQuil. Or maybe had a few drinks at the bar, all of a sudden now you have distracted driving. Because now not only are you distracted, you're impaired, right? So to put this in life goals, if you set a goal to yourself that I'm going to increase my income by 20%, that's a pretty easy one, right? I'm going to increase my income by 20%. Now, I know what I have to do in order to do that. I may have to take on an extra job, may have to start a new business, I made a new side hustle. I'm going to do something to increase my income to 20%. All right, so I start out, first day, I'm good. Second day, I'm good. I'm working on it, working on my plan. I'm looking in the paper, I'm doing or online. Not paper, I just dated myself, didn't I? And they don't have ads anymore, but online, Indeed. I'm looking at all these places, Craigslist, if you look there, and I'm trying to find. But after a while, you know, nothing's really popping up. And then I've got other stuff going on. My busy stuff. I call it the busy stuff. Everybody's got busy stuff going on because every time you talk about it, they say, I'm busy. So everybody, you get caught in your busy stuff. And all of a sudden, you cut down on the amount of time that you were investing into looking for the additional income resources or looking at your finances or doing any of that. You became distracted by the sideshow, right? And people can be sideshows, right? So number one, things can be sideshows, but people can be sideshows because people have a habit of interrupting your progress. Phone calls, text messages, emails, TikTok, IG, Facebook. There's about, immediately I can think of about 10 ways you can be interrupted in any given day. That's a distraction. Because if I'm working on something, let's just say I'm meditating. Let's just do something simple and serene. I'm just meditating, and I'm meditating just kind of in my place. And then all of a sudden, phone call rings, right? Now I got a choice. I can allow myself to be distracted by that phone and answer it, or I can let it go to voicemail, or I'll get back to it later. But if I choose to answer it, or put my attention on it. And that's simply what distraction is. Distraction is wherever you put your attention, where it's not supposed to be. You've now shifted your attention. Therefore, you've shifted your focus. You cannot be attentive to two places at the same time. It's really tough to do that. Can't be focused on two things at one time. It's very tough to do that, right? And so it is really important to know principally what is urgent and what's important, right? You always want to focus on what's important, but the urgent screams loud. The urgent commands your eye attention. The urgent commands your ear attention, right? It is the sideshow. And so a lot of what you hear, I'm starting to calculate in my day that 80% of what I hear is sideshow material. 80% of what I hear does not pertain to the main event of me getting from zero to a hero, from the bottom to the top. 80%. So that means 80% of the calls, the phone conversations. And if you're in that 80%, this is no judgment on you. If you're in that 80%, you wouldn't know it anyway. But the 80% that call me and text me and reach out to me, usually it's about nothing. It's about nothing. It's about nothing that pertains to moving the needle forward, to going to one step higher in the mountain. It usually leads me to more trauma. Sometimes it leads me feeling down, feeling a certain way, confused, wherever it is, it becomes a distraction. So my point today is focus on what is important. And only you can decide that, right? What is important to you on a daily basis, right? Is it important to have 15 minutes or 30 minutes to yourself so you can meditate, get your mind right? Is it important for you that the first thing you do is make a phone call to somebody? Or jump on social media? You have to determine what is important. And the reason why the first 5 minutes are important, because it sets the tone for your day, right? If you get up and you want to pray and meditate or read something positive or look at something positive or listen to something positive, you've set the tone for your day. Otherwise, if you don't do anything, the tone for your day is set for you. And the first thing you might be hit with is trauma and drama. You ever been hit with bad news first thing in the morning and it just affects your whole day? No matter what you do, you keep thinking about that first call, that first text, that first message. I have been the recipient of bad news in the morning. And boy, it really is tough to have a great day on top of hearing that. Because all I do is I keep hearing it and hearing it. And hearing. So it's up to you to, this has nothing to do, this talk is not about the big goal. It really is about between the lines. Distractions happen between the lines. If you get distracted by sideshows, by trauma, by drama, it has the potential to derail your progress, the potential to derail your upward progress. So stay focused. Stay in there. It's a hard job. And if it was easy, everybody would do it. So continue to take the time, even if you got to write it down, even if you got to stop and start 100 times, doesn't matter, as long as you finish. Why? Because to finish a task is to fulfill your integrity. I'm Lewis Howard, and I approve this message.
Every great champion knows that success, overcoming and winning in life is no accident. Creating individual success is like having a recipe for a great meal. It only works if you know how to use the ingredients. As a best-selling author, entrepreneur, business coach, strategist, and champion, the Lewis Howard Live Show provides you the insider's view on winning. All we do is win, 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 helping you become the best.